Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Kim.
And this is the Soulmates Podcast. What up, Soulmates? Welcome back to the Soulmates Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone.
Today's a new day and a new segment?
Yeah, kind of.
It's not a yearly segment. It's like kept holy because we won't do it very often.
Well, it will be an annual segment.
Oh, yeah. It's the first annual.
The inaugural.
Can we name drop our name of it right
now?
Yeah,
Madison, you go.
Okay,
you go.
So we've had this dream of doing superlatives. Mm-hmm. Because why freaking not?
End of the year superlatives.
I freaking love superlatives, yes. In every context ever.
Who doesn't?
I love superlatives. And so we're like, this is the best context to do superlatives in anyways. So we decided on a name, which they already know because they read the episode.
You're right.
But this, you're listening to the 2020 Soulmates Choice Awards.
There it is.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. And you might be like, wait, it's not 2020. What are you talking about?
What, Kim? Why is it
2020? So, don't worry. There will be a 2021.
Kokjung Hajima.
But there were just some great shows that came out last year, and we kind of wanted an excuse to talk about them.
We felt FOMO about the thought of not talking about Crash Landing on You.
Right.
In a superlative show.
And how they would sweep startup. The awards ceremony
and
in real
Dodo Soso La La Soul, am I right?
No.
Correct. So we're like, you know what? We make the frickin' rules.
Yeah.
Let's just do two.
So here is our 2020. The way it works is we are only pulling from shows that we watched. So, The shows in question, I guess, or up for grabs are Crash Landing on You.
Should we rotate? So, you said the first.
Sure.
Startup.
Dodo Soul Soul. La La Soul.
18 again.
Brahms. Do you like Brahms?
Record of Youth. That's it.
That's it.
I also wrote Kiss Goblin. Doesn't count.
No.
I just watched that last week.
Well, you can.
It's. I don't think it comes up.
Okay. I was like, you can if you want.
I don't think I actually wrote it.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, not a huge show pool. I thought we watched a lot of shows in 2020, but these are only shows that came out in 2020.
Yes.
So that's
yes.
Very important. Disclaimer.
Yes.
Because every year
Because some
do
of these
this.
We watched this year, but they came out last year.
Exactly. And we watched other shows last year, but we can't include them.
So every
in this
year.
Superlative show.
When we're doing this in like 50 years. Just kidding.
2056 Soulmates Choice Awards. That's not how long ago.
2071.
Close. Hey, Kim, we'll be kicking it then, like in a good way.
We'll
be like just total cougars by then.
Okay, you need to freaking stop.
We'll be like, what was that them Sunday in that show, that secondary male lead?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, I cannot believe you just said cougar. Because that's your dream.
I am. It's my dream to be a cougar. It's truly my dream to be a cougar.
Okay, anyways.
So
we kind of just made up our own categories.
Yeah,
and,
we sure did.
We're going to go one by one and each give our
answer.
Awardee? Winner?
Yes,
winner.
I'm very tempted to add sound effects to this episode.
Well,
will you hate me if I do?
You are the tech manager, Madison.
It's creative freedom. Bless. Y'all, this is why you start your own thing. You can just make any rule you want. So, well, great. So, do we want to just take turns announcing the category? It's like we're on an award show.
Sure. We're the MCs and the voters.
We are both.
Yes. I don't know.
Okay. Voters.
Well, we're not voting. It's like our.
We just tell the answer.
Yeah.
Also, since we make the rules, there's a few of these that I'm only supposed to answer one answer, but I did two.
Oh, same.
Okay. So
sometimes I'm like, but also.
And honorary mention two. Awesome. I assumed we were on the same page
yes,
with that.
Of course.
Okay. Well, our first, we have four mama bears. Of like overall awards, correct?
Yes.
It's best overall show,
mm-hmm.
best actress, best actor, and best kiss.
Of course.
I mean, Tanyang Haji, am I right? Isn't that how you say "of course" in Korean?
Krom? Yeah.
다녀야지.
그럼요.
그럼요. So, okay. Best overall show of 2020. It has to be one of two.
It's one of one, I think.
We might have a different answer.
Okay.
Who's going
first? Are you
going
to say Dodo So Soul?
No.
I was about to stop recording right now and be like, let's all go home. Go home, everyone.
He's fired. No, I didn't say okay. Dodo So Soul.
So do we want to do whoever announces the category, the other person answers first?
Perfect. So the award for best overall show.
Are you going to insert a drum roll? No, I meant like with your sound effects that you're going to add later.
Yeah.
Not with your tongue.
Honestly.
Or mouth.
I can't even roll my R.
Okay, you're done.
Best overall show.
For me, it was Crash Landing on You.
Okay, for me, it's Startup.
Okay.
No, yeah, I tell you, it was one of two answers. So do you have any reasonings behind your answer?
I think Crash Landing, to me, is more deep. I think there's more tension.
Mm-hmm.
There's more, like, at stake. They're also yeah. both grown, mature adults. And so there's not as much angsty, like, he likes me, does she like me? You know, it's just like two yeah. adults falling in love in very dire circumstances and trying to...
The plot is way more dramatic.
Yeah.
Way more, like, winner of a plot.
Yes.
Yes.
Why, okay. for you, does Crash Landing... Because I know you love Crash Landing.
I do love Crash
so
Landing.
So why does Startup beat out Crash Landing for you?
I think for me, in a way, it comes down to, like, the filming, the production of the whole show. Like, the plot is not as strong as Chloe to an extent. Like, mm-hmm. Chloe just has, like, how can you beat that plot? Like, whenever I pitch it to people, I'm like, yo, she's South Korean, he's North Korean. How's it going to work out? And it's like, what?
Also, like, Hyunbin's face.
No, I know. And then I try to explain Startup to people, and they're like, oh, like a pen pal. I'm like, no, it's really good. Like, there's like this company and they start companies and they're like, nice. I'm like, no, believe me. And then I just want them to watch it because I think just like the filming, the star power, for me, it just overplays it.
Okay.
But it's a very close call.
Yeah.
It's a very close call. So they're
tomatoes.
They're both my gateway dramas for people. Like,
yeah. I actually honestly.
If you've never watched one, watch it.
I think Startup's a bigger gateway drama to okay. me because it's a little more accessible.
It's very accessible.
Crash Landing, there's yes. not that it's more Korean per
yeah.
se, but it kind of is because the whole conflict
is
around
it is,
Korea.
It is more Korean. For
whereas
sure.
Startup, it's like everyone can relate to wanting to start a business or
yeah.
trying to figure out what's next or
yeah.
love and, you know, all these things.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And us as 20-somethings. We're watching 20-somethings.
Right.
Do it.
Right.
So.
For sure.
My parents, who love K-dramas, they love Crash Landing on You. Although my dad's favorite K-drama is
yeah,
Startup.
I was going to say, your dad
Y'all,
loves
my
Startup.
My dad loves Startup. And
so much so that he watched it with your blind grandma
okay.
and explained every
Seriously,
scene with her.
My favorite moment of like my K-drama life is my mom. I was calling
is
my
she
mom.
Is she actually blonde?
Blind. She's 99, so she's not blind, but she can't really read the subtitles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like at that point.
Yeah.
Like she's not blind, but like she was a little lost.
Yeah.
But I was calling my mom on the phone. And I'm like, what are y'all doing? And she's like, well, your father is re-watching Startup. And trying to show it to grandma. And I said, what? They had already watched the whole thing
yeah.
together. And he literally was rewatching scenes. And I said, this is my dream come true.
Yeah.
He loves Startup.
It's so, adorable.
Anyways. Okay.
Okay. So our next category is best actress.
All right.
And who is your choice?
My choice from the drama Crash Landing on You. I said Son Yujin.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just like, I was trying to think about, you know, our power ladies from the year. And I just thought... Overall, she was
yeah.
such a star.
She is.
And she is a star. And she's such an established actress.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just fantastic.
She was fantastic.
I mean, the chemistry was like real. So that probably
they
aided to the whole thing. They
love.
Were actually in love.
For
so
real.
It's like, was it even acting? Was she a good actress? I don't know, but it worked.
Yeah.
Here we go. So, okay, that's mine.
Okay. Mine was actually from Do You Like Brahms?
Oh.
Eunbin.
Oh, okay.
I thought
All right.
her character, it was just, she had to... Like, she had to be a good actress because her character was so subtle.
It was subtle.
You can't portray that character if you're not good at acting.
Well, in my respect for her has grown now that I've watched King's Affection.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, dang, her characters are dramatically different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know what she acts like in real life. That's when you know it's a good actress. You're
yeah.
like, I don't even know what your real personality is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, her character in that show is not one who's, like, overly dramatic and, like, physical, how she acts physically.
Mm-hmm.
She's not overly dramatic with, like... You know, talking really fast and da 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 da. It's
yeah.
just like a lot of it is body language and emotion on her face and
yeah.
you know, some of the smaller things. And I just think you have to be really good to do that.
Fair enough. So, all right, rock on.
Good for her.
Well done. All right, next category, best actor.
Okay, I have two answers for this one.
Okay.
My first is Kim Son-ho from Startup.
I knew you were going to say that.
You just need to have so much range for that. We kind of were talking about this actually right before at dinner.
We were, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically his show. That's definitely the hardest character in that whole show to portray. And he did it beautifully, so much so that he's like five times more popular.
Well, he was like the breakout role, and his role wasn't even the main guy.
Right.
So, okay.
My second answer is Lee Do-hyun.
That was my answer. Okay, from Lee Do-hyun. 18 Again. Yes, I thought he had a stellar performance in 18 Again.
Also, he's like so young. He's like 25 years old.
He's like, okay, first of all, like, yeah, like he's 25 years old. His leading lady was like 40.
Yes.
Okay, so first of all, that's like probably a huge intimidating feat. And then he has to act like he's a 40-year-old man.
In like an 18-year-old's body.
But also 18, and he's neither of those ages.
Right.
And I thought he played it really well.
Yeah, so believable.
So, like his acting and his eyes. Mm-hmm. Like it was one of those moments where I was like, he's not just a pretty face. Like this is a good actor. Like, yeah. He's great.
And so much so that like sometimes I'll watch Kim Son-ho, for example, and be like, this is Kim Son-ho as Chief Hong. In this show, I was like, I don't even think of him as Lee Do-hyun. No. It's like, you are this character.
And so much so that because there's also an older actor that played the old version of him in the show. But it was almost like when the old actor came, I said, oh, this is Lee Do-hyun as an adult. Like, he like encapsulated the entire character.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even the right age.
Right.
And then he also like kissed that lady like a freaking man, I'm sure was super intimidating.
And awkward,
but like he didn't make it look awkward at all.
She's married with a kid and she's old enough to be his mom.
She's literally old enough to be his mother.
So
well done.
Good for you.
Good for you. Okay, great. Next category.
The best kiss
is
what, Madison?
I have two.
Okay.
One that has to be mentioned is the Startup rooftop kiss.
Yes. That was my second.
I'm assuming, and we might actually have the same two kisses.
Okay.
The Startup rooftop kiss.
It's iconic. It's freaking iconic.
Like the entire, I think I actually get into this later, but like the scenes leading up to the kiss.
Yeah.
Amazing. But then just like, it was one of those things. It was kind of tropey. It was like, the sun is setting.
Her hair's like her gently flapping in the breeze.
There's clearly fans on them. But I freaking don't care because it was really good. And they gave the people what they wanted. It wasn't like one of those stupid kisses where they're kissing and then they like pan to like the back of their heads. And it's like, no one wants to see the back of someone's freaking head. They just like showed them kissing for a while. And I was like, oh, that was a really good kiss.
Also, this show was both of our introduction to Nam Joo Hyuk.
Yeah.
So this kiss.
Hubba hubba.
Also, I don't even know.
It's great.
It served its purpose in introducing us even more
to sure did.
The man that he is.
It sure did. It didn't match his character at all.
No.
Nam Do-san could never have kissed like that.
Could never.
But the thing is, we just don't
care.
We
don't care.
We don't care. Okay, what's your other kiss?
I think this is probably yours, but the reunion kiss in Do You Like Brahms?
Yeah, Brahms episode 16.
Kim Min-jae.
No, honestly, it might beat out Startup.
No, it was my number one.
Okay, it was actually my it was my first one I wrote. Then I was like, I just decided to mention Startup first. But the Brahms episode 16 kiss is so good.
It's superior in almost like any way possible.
It's like the most romantic thing I've ever seen.
Part of it is, like you were just saying with Startup, the moments leading up to this kiss.
Yes.
Like in all the tension, they had just broken up.
Oh my gosh.
He had confessed his love to her and she was like, I don't know, I need some time.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then she goes and finds him, but it's at the last minute, like, we don't think she's coming. Like,
is she coming?
And he's in his dressing room about to get kicked out by the cleaning staff, and then she shows up and, like, heart in her eyes. It's just like, I don't think I can be friends with you anymore. I love you.
It's so good.
And then he freaking grabs
and then
her.
It's such a good kiss.
By the face.
Yes.
And lays one on her. Not one, actually, like three.
So many. It's so good.
It was so emotional.
Chemistry out of the freaking and not to mention there's like behind the scenes footage and it's like good behind the scenes footage. Yeah. Like they're adorable. And like it's just
part of me was like, should you guys date?
Like
maybe.
I think they should. And even like in the behind the scenes footage, like the other actors are kind of like blushing. It's like,
They're like, we shouldn't be here watching you flirt.
Which I feel like a lot of on-screen kisses aren't like that. It's very like robotic, but I don't think it was that robotic.
No.
And it shows.
Yes.
It freaking
also
shows.
I love that. I think it's on his Instagram when he like, they're like giggling together and they're in like their jeans and their t-shirts.
Yes.
And he's like, Nuna.
No, I know. She's like older
than
him.
Kill me. Literally kill me.
Is Park Eun-bin living my dream life? She's like a cougar kissing all these really attractive younger men.
Well, you're just saying that because you love Roan.
But still, like, they're all like, Nuna. And then on screen, they're like, making out.
This is your dream. You're right.
Okay,
it totally
Roan
is, your dream.
Is like 25. Because
you want to be a cougar.
Kim and Jay is what, like 24? Just going about her everyday life. What
do your parents know this about you? Are they going to listen to this if you show up?
I don't promise.
Is your dad going to text you and be like, Madison?
Just imagine Park and Ben's roommate. He comes up, how's your day? Well, I had to kiss Kim and Jay today. Like, big fat bummer.
She doesn't have a roommate.
She might.
She's like filthy rich.
Doesn't mean she doesn't want a roommate, Kim. Park and Ben, if you're listening, let us know.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
moving
let's
on to
continue.
Some we miscellaneous. Have,
then the other category, Kim made this notes. It just says other. Well, there's like 32 categories.
It's because you can't separate any of these into she like goes, other categories.
We only have two main umbrellas in this category show. One of them is called Overall Awards and the other is called
no,
Other.
No, then we have Who June Awards and we have worse. Yeah. We have worse stuff. You're okay,
just
settle
laughing
down.
So
settle
hard.
Down.
Okay, did I announce the last one or did you?
I think I did.
Okay, the other. Best slow burn.
Okay, I kind of had trouble with this
really,
one.
Really? I thought there was an obvious answer.
Okay, I said Songha and Jun Young from Do You
I
Like
said
Brahms.
I
okay.
said Brahms.
Okay.
What was your other one you thought it might be?
Nothing.
Okay.
I just didn't think any of them really were, but that one was the one that was more so than
no.
the others.
When we watched Brahms, we were like, this is the best slow burn of all time.
Well, you're right. I guess it's a slow burn in the fact that partly because their two characters are in love with other people,
yes,
that it takes a while for them to even look at each other with romantic mm-hmm. eyes, and then it also takes forever for them to get on the same page about that.
Well, and just the way it's filmed and the
yeah.
show itself,
it's very wistful.
It feels like a slow burn.
Yes,
it's one of those shows that, like, as you're watching it, it is a slow burn.
You're right.
It's just the way it's filmed.
In the moment, we were both like, when are they gonna freaking kiss?
Yeah, I know.
And it was worth it. It was worth every single second watching those two together.
It's worth waiting.
Worth the wait.
Worth the wait.
Cue up that angsty Becky song.
Gotta love it. Always. All right.
Okay. The next category is best secondary character, which I think we tentatively
put in parentheses.
We tentatively named this the Good Boy Award for stealing the show.
I think that's what it needs to be named.
Okay.
And there's an obvious answer for 2020.
Well, I mean,
it's Good Boy.
It has to be Good Boy.
I even put Good Boy.
I mean, it literally, the man got like 7 million Instagram followers from this one show.
It's Good Boy. He swept the ground. What's
so
the
much
word?
So
swept
that
the ground?
Swept the competition?
He swept the ground yes. real good.
He got a broom.
Grabbed that broom and he just swept it. Yeah, no, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, it's self-explanatory.
It's self-explanatory. If you don't know what we're talking about,
go watch the show.
You even watch K-dramas.
Go watch the show.
Just kidding. I'm not trying to patronize you.
Yeah,
but
what the heck, Madison?
But you should go watch Startup. Yeah. Okay, great. The next one is called LVP, or least valuable
but
player, also
yeah.
biggest weenie.
I mean, if you're a friend of the pod, you know it's the biggest weenie.
The biggest weenie. Yes. What's your answer, Kim?
So I said, as a joke, kind of, ha ha ha, June. But then I said, JK, it's definitely the guy in Crash Landing that tries to keep them apart / her brother who's like, yeah, just kill her.
Oh, we have different answers. Fascinating.
It could be all of them. June sucks too, so.
June does kind of. He's a weenie. I get it.
He sucks a lot,
okay, you know
actually.
What?
Okay, no, I'm going to get fired up, so we'll just move on. Who's yours?
Okay, mine are different answers.
Okay, cool.
My soft answer that's kind of a joke is Dr. Cha from Dodo So So La La Soul. That guy's a freaking weenie.
No, he means well in the end.
No, he's just creepy as all get out.
The one who's like kind of into Lada?
Yeah, but like he shows up in the middle of the night. He breaks all HIPAA.
Oh,
like,
you're right. You just break all HIPAA.
Dude, it's not
okay,
even
but
a crush. It's creepy.
You're right. It's soft though.
Okay, so it's kind of, that's kind of a soft one. My answer was Chung Kyung from Brahms.
Okay, you're right.
She was dead.
She shows
in the
up
eyes.
In my worst of. So.
She was horrible. Like the actress, I'm not a huge fan. I've seen her in other things and she's always dry.
So it's not just like, that character, it's her.
But it was extra horrible with Chung Kyung.
Yeah, because like, her character sucked.
The whole thing was like toxic and horrible and I'm like, dude.
Also, it sucked even more because Jun Young was the purest man to ever exist.
No, I know. And the cellist guy was cute too.
Yes.
There's like these two cute guys.
And for some reason,
in the world?
They were both fighting over the worst female to
I
exist.
Don't.
It does not make sense.
No, it no.
So
it doesn't.
Okay.
Okay.
Our next award is New Kid on the Block. I think we wanted this to be rookie actor, but I think at this point there's not going to be that many rookie actors in characters that we kind of notice. So I feel like it almost is kind of like maybe like a rookie to us.
That's
like
what,
someone
that's what I realized.
It's like we had never heard of them until we watched the show, and it does. They don't need to be the lead, but someone that comes to our attention through.
Okay,
watching
perfect.
A show.
I was thinking the same thing because I was trying to think of an answer. I'm like, because I was actually Googling, has this person been in a show before?
Right.
And to an extent they had, but a lot of times they hadn't been in a big show.
Yeah.
So it was kind of what got them noticed. So that counts.
Yeah. And more, and it's also our podcast, so it can be just noticed by us. I mean, technically this could be Nam Joo Hook because this is...
It's so true. We can say whatever we want. Okay. Well, I have a couple.
Okay.
From 18 again, there's two really cute little boys in that show that stood out. The golden child boy. Okay.
The best friend.
His name is Choi Bo-min.
Yeah.
He's the best friend of the girl.
Of Shia.
Of Shia.
Is he the maknae of Golden Child?
I'm not sure.
Maybe. I can't remember.
He was a total cutie. So cute.
We were cheering for him so hard to
so
get out of the friend
hard.
Zone.
And like, to be honest, was he a great actor? I don't know. But he was freaking adorable.
Yeah. It doesn't even
and
matter.
And also from 18 again, the son.
Yeah.
Shua? No.
I don't remember his.
Shia, Shawu.
I don't remember his character name.
But he was also, he kind of looked like Bogummi. Remember, we were like, he looks like Bogummi.
Yeah.
They were both so cute that I'm like, I would not be mad if I saw them show up in another show.
Yeah.
They need, like, I would be happy about that.
Okay.
They were adorable.
Okay.
So that was two of mine. I have a few more.
Okay, you can keep going.
Well, this goes back to, like, being new to us. I don't know if he's actually a new actor, but our favorite Crash Landing on You / Startup boy.
Oh, yeah.
Chul-san, whatever. I think his name is Yoo Soo-bin.
The
adorable comrade that's in love with K-dramas / one of the sons in Samsung Tech.
But hands down the funniest person in Startup.
I love him. Yeah. And I don't know if I think he's been in some dramas before, but he was such a standout from this year in general of like not being a main character. But to be honest, he stole the show a lot.
Yes.
He was great. And then my fourth one was the boy who played good boy as a little boy in Startup. Mm-hmm. I think his name is Nam Da-dum.
He's not a rookie because
he's been in stuff, right?
He's been he's played like the youngest of all these different characters, like in a bazillion
a
shows.
A lot of shows.
But this...
He's a star on the rising. Yes. Keep an eye out, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, for
he's
sure.
Great. Okay, do you have any other ones?
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I did not think too deeply about like secondary characters that
I said
Kim Min Jae because I know he's not a rookie, but I just thought he was so good, and it's what made me want to be a fan of his.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, you can do it.
But I think if I like had to go the route you were going, honestly, should I say Bobae? I freaking love Bobae.
You loved Bobae. Yeah, from 18 again, right?
She's so cute.
It was like the friend, the best friend.
She did literally nothing
she
in that
nothing.
Show, but it's like Bobae.
Bobae was adorable.
I would totally watch a show with her.
She was adorable.
She's so cute.
Yes. Okay. The next one is the best OST. I'm assuming we're meaning song.
Yeah, I think this is the best OST moment, right?
Yeah, like a song. I guess you could do a whole album if one stood out to you. I just said a song.
Okay. I did a song / a moment.
Okay. Because
for me, the songs hit when I can visualize
the moment.
Okay. So for me, it's the Crash Landing on You song.
Uh-huh.
And it's when she was kidnapped.
Okay,
and they're reunited at Hyunbin's dad's house. And they're like walking towards each other in slow motion.
Yes.
When he gives that huge monologue about like, dad, if you did something to her, like, I can't breathe. I can't
totally,
breathe.
Totally. I remember. Yes.
And mom's just like, breathe, breathe. She's right here.
Uh-huh.
And then everything fades out and they start walking towards each other in slow motion. And then the OST comes in. It's like, bang.
What's the song?
I'm pretty sure it's called Flower.
Okay, yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I do. I can't play it.
Should
right
I pull
now?
It up right now?
Yeah, pull it up. I'll say mine.
Okay.
Mine's really obvious. It's Future from Startup.
I mean, that's a great one.
Like
anytime that song hits in that show, you're just
song,
like boom.
And like it hits in my life. Like this is a song that I play.
Yeah.
If I ever need to get like confidence, I literally play this in the car.
And just imagine,
on the way to job interviews, I play Future.
Just imagine Bae Suzy putting her hair in a ponytail and
yes.
marching down the
I'm
hall
like, let's,
with blazers.
Let's freaking go.
Okay, this is the song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this song hits. Oh, wait, I'm getting the feels right.
But, okay, that's honestly not even my favorite song from the OST. Here I Am Again.
No, yeah, Here I Am Again.
My favorite song from the show. but like the one that I can listen to by itself while I'm walking. But Flower is the moment that hits me.
No, yeah. No, that's
I think I cried a little.
One time me and Kathy were playing Startup, Crash Landing on UOST in the car with our friends, and we're like literally crying, and they're like, none of this is making any sense to us. We're like, no, he's holding the candle in the marketplace, and it's really high in the air, and you can see it, you know? Like, they're like, okay. Like, just watch it. Just watch it.
I think Flower is also the song that's playing when she sees him in Seoul for the first time. And they see each other in the snowing. And it kind of fades out again. Like, all the noise fades out when their eyes meet.
Oh, wow. I really want to rewatch this show right now.
I'm rewatching it over Christmas break with my parents.
Got me in the feels.
I cannot wait.
Nice.
Okay. Our next category is best dressed. And I think we mean this in like an overall sense. Like, what characters, man and woman.
Yeah, we're doing best outfit later. So,
man and woman, who are the two characters that are best dressed?
You're going to hate one of them. I think you'll agree with the other.
Oh, my gosh. Is it Lala? Okay. Did you say her?
I said Ra-Ra.
Oh.
From Dodo So-So Lala. So, listen. It's because... When you think about her, you think about her outfits. They were very outstanding in the sense of like they stood out.
Okay.
I mean, they were super girly, but I thought they were adorable and almost like trendsetty. Like she wears those scrunchies that are like half the size of her fist. And at the time I was like, I've never seen that before. And now I see them in Target all the time.
Yeah.
Like she was kind of trendy, like trendsetters.
Also that like nightgown she wears when she's at the table with like the mom and the daughter and they're like all dancing. Feel like you would wear that.
Probably. I can't quite remember what you're talking about, but yeah, I would wear some of it. Also, I thought it was just like, I thought like her costume creators or whatever, it was really well done.
Okay.
So her, but then also Kim and Jay and Brahms. That kid was just classy. I mean, it was more subtle, but he was he was just dressed well in every scene, and he had like that leather black backpack and the cute jeans with the tucked in black shirts.
Yeah,
that's
you
my
did,
answer.
You did love him.
No, he looked good.
Also. I don't know if I should say this with your parents probably listening.
Stop it. He has a good butt.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, the first thing you noticed was his butt.
I was like, episode two, I'm like, that's a good butt. Okay. Gotta love it.
So my two for woman, I said Seti. Yeah. I think she looked, I mean, part of it's just because the actress is so beautiful.
Yeah,
she can pull off literally a granny.
No, but she pulled off
sweater.
A lot of great outfits.
But
that.
Also, like, Soul Seti is banging. Like, those outfits. Also, it helps that she's worth, like, $1 billion.
Yes.
So she's wearing the highest end of everything. But she looks great.
She looks great.
And then for man, I said Good Boy. I'm just a sucker for Good Boy and those loafers with the suits all the time. And sometimes he goes for the t-shirt with the blazer, and other times he goes for like a button down with the blazer. But he always looks great.
He was Old Faithful, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he just consistently looked good.
Consistently. And honestly, we can say he was responsible for Namjoon-hook's makeover, kind of. So.
Kind of.
Good for you, Good Boy.
Kind of. Well, he borrowed a suit from his friends and then he went and got his own haircut.
Yeah, but like after.
So, okay, yeah, kind of.
He was his Sherpa.
You're right. He was his Sherpa. Okay, on that train of thought, best overall outfit of the year. So this is very narrow here. Best outfit of the year.
Okay, so my first thought was just very classic Hyunbin in a military outfit.
I respect
uniform.
That. Uh-huh.
But then the more I thought about it, I said, no, it's definitely Bogummi. He has this Record of Youth outfit, and I think it's when they break up.
I knew you were going to mention Record of Youth.
He's
here.
Wearing, I think, ripped jeans with a baseball hat and a gray sweatshirt and a black trench coat, I'm pretty sure.
Right. Okay.
And he looks great. And I think like high top Converse, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I think it's when he goes to her like makeup store.
Okay.
And she's like upset about something and they kind of break up.
Fair enough.
Bogummi looks great in that show.
He looks
though.
Great in that show.
The show was a flop. Bogummi.
No, but the fashion was superior.
It made me immediately go buy a trench coat.
This is,
so.
It did. This is actually making me think of a new answer for 2021. So stay tuned for that. Okay. This is bringing something to mind.
Do you need to type it down real quick so you don't forget it?
It's fine. I'll remember. Okay. Yeah. No, you're right. Record of Youth needs to be mentioned for that reason in and of itself. My answer is not as good because it's just very basic, but I just said Namji Hook's suit in Startup Episode 7 when he kisses her on the rooftop.
Oh, okay.
Just because like it's not a unique outfit, but like
Like it looks great but on him.
Just like really well.
Anything on him looks groundbreaking because he's just so breathtakingly beautiful.
But I'm just thankful they had him be in a suit in that scene.
Yeah.
It just really ups the ante.
With the skinny tie.
It really, because she's not wearing like an overly dressy outfit.
But isn't she just in jeans and heels?
But
and,
like, he's a blazer? Wearing like a full on black suit. Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
Well, it's because he's the face of the company. He's the developer.
He is. And they are pitching an idea. Yeah. So like, I feel like she was a little underdressed.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Totally fine. Okay. The next category we have is love triangle moments. And I don't quite remember what we envisioned with this. So we can just kind of give our answers and go with it.
Yeah, whatever. So I said, yeah, this is a little an interesting answer. I said in Startup, okay, specifically elevator scenes. Stick with me here. So there's a few very distinct. Okay, obviously the love triangle is good boy, Dalmy, Dosan.
Yes.
Right. Okay. But there's a few distinct scenes around the elevator in Sandbox that stand out to me as being like very tense love triangle moments.
Because they're all in there together.
They're all in there together. And one of them is Dosan just came back from San Francisco and he's rushing up the elevator to go and see Dalmy. And then he opens the door and Good Boy's standing there. And it's like just very dramatic. Yes. And I'm like, and she's like, what a love triangle.
Yeah.
The tension. And then there's another, like one of my favorite scenes in Startup is like later on. And those three are in the elevator together. And that's when Dosan like confronts Good Boy. And Dosan's like, I loved sailing off without a map. It was the best thing I ever did in my whole life. And Dalmy's just kind of like looking at them too. And I feel like that's the moment she really realizes like, Dosan's the one for me.
Yes. So, I also feel like it's that moment that Good Boy kind of realizes.
He's like, I'm not the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are the elevator scenes from Startup. Okay.
I mean, this is kind of a joke. I honestly did not think very deeply about any of these. I just wrote down the first thing that came to my mind.
That is so funny because I thought you thought so deeply. So I thought like extra deep because I thought you thought really deeply and I didn't want to think not deep enough.
I literally wrote, is it Dajung with Young Daeyoung and Old Daeyoung? LOL.
Oh my gosh. Sure.
Because she's like falling in love with this 18-year-old kid and she's like, I can't fall in love with him because he's 18 years old.
Wait.
And she doesn't know that it's her
Kim,
husband.
You're onto something.
But then
here.
She's like, I'm kind of still in love with my husband, but where the F is he?
Wait. You're right. Well done.
And then she finds out they're the same person.
After she kisses the 18-year-old.
Yes. And we won't talk about the ending.
We are. Well,
we will,
I actually,
it's
mentioning it later, actually.
Okay.
Great. Okay. The next one is called the Didn't See That Coming / One More Episode Award. I guess it's the one that keeps us scrolling through.
Yeah. Okay. So I gave this to Dodo Sulsul because Maddie started watching it first and she loved it. And it was kind of around the same time that we were birthing the idea for the pod.
Yes.
So she was like, you really should watch it so we can talk about it on the pod.
That's true.
Kind of. And I was like, okay. So I watched the first half and kind of lost interest. I like got home for Christmas and was like, meh. But then I binged a show that I loved. And then I was like, okay, I need to finish. And I watched, like, I had to force myself to watch one or two. But then by around episode 10 or 11, the plot twists just start hitting
you. They really start hitting.
So there's like the fake wedding.
Yes.
And then they like break up and there's all these crazy things about the breakup.
Lots happening.
Then you find out that they met at that cafe. And
so much is happening.
Like, he tracks her down and he's Dodo Sulsul. And then it's also like, he has leukemia. And I texted her.
He has like, leukemia.
I remember literally texting her like at 1 a.m. And I was like, are they going to kill June?
Yep.
They're definitely going to kill June.
Right.
And then I was like, I'm going to be so pissed if he comes back as like a little bird and like sits on her shoulder during like a
Honestly,
piano show.
Honestly, would that have been a better ending?
Yes.
Yes.
It freaking would have.
Yeah, would have.
Hey, June, you suck.
She didn't get enough anger out a year ago when we recorded a review.
Okay,
here
Madison, why is it yours?
It was honestly because I watched Dodo Sulsul Lalasul as it came out weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just remember like it was the show that fall that I was like, I cannot wait for Wednesday or whatever because the plot twists were just all over the place.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is super intriguing.
Yeah.
And I would have binged it fast if I could have. But it's also the show that like, I mean, there's going to be spoilers in this episode, but like, this ending was so stupid that I literally, like, my heart was pounding at the end, and I'm like, what the crap just happened?
Yeah.
Like, didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Like, June freaking disappeared and then came back. Like, what?
And then just sat on that rock and laughed. He was like, ho, ho, ho.
Like, what is.
What a freaking moron.
I know. Like, what is happening? Like, that was the one where I. And you hadn't watched it yet, and we hadn't we hadn't started the pod or anything yet. No. I mean, we did talk about our K-dramas all the time. But I do actually remember I went and like laid on your bedroom floor and I was like, I don't really know what to do with my life.
Yeah.
I remember doing that because I was like, that show
just
Well, you came into my
room and you were like, I don't really know what just happened.
Yeah.
But you were like, but I can't tell you because I had started that point. And then actually we waited because I could have finished it when I was at home, but we waited for me to get back.
To watch the
final.
So
we could watch it together. And I was livid.
You were livid.
I was so mad.
So, okay.
Okay. Our next category is best crossover from K-pop to acting, because as we well know, every male lead ever gets his start in K-pop.
Which we are thankful for, just to say.
So, who would it be?
I said Suzy from Startup.
Oh, you're right. I actually don't, I never think about the fact that
she's
in K-pop.
Yeah, she's in K-pop, right?
Yeah.
She's definitely my M winner.
I actually said, is there anyone? But now I'll say the boy from Golden Child.
Yeah, boy.
Do you remember that little, there's like this behind the scenes thing that they do with all the like kids who are high schoolers in
yes,
the show.
They go into a high school
and they
room.
Do like a K-pop game where they yes. play the first like 2 seconds of a K-pop uh-huh. song, and they have to, and one of them is his song.
Yes.
And his team is like, get up and do it, and he starts doing the choreo and he's like so embarrassed about it, but it's adorable.
He's so cute. Yeah. Should we get into Golden Child?
Honestly, I've listened to some of their music and it's not my favorite, but
fair enough,
because I thought about it for him because I was like, you're adorable,
dude. I get it.
As okay. if we have room in our brains for one more K-pop group.
We're so deep into 17, y'all. We're yeah. never coming out. All right. Best hair for a guy and a girl.
Okay. So for girl, I said maybe a tie, kind of. Dajung's hair in 18 Again
That's
is always flawless.
It is always flawless.
But I really liked Park So-dam's hair in Record of Youth.
Oh, okay.
It was like a cute little shade of strawberry blonde-ish.
It was.
And
she
did the half up, half down bun a lot. She's yeah. just all around really adorable.
She needed at least one shout out
yeah.
in this
yeah.
award show.
Who's your girl?
Obviously Ra Ra from yeah. Dodo Sosa Lala.
Her curls were beautiful.
I'm not going to lie to you. Like, her hair is a statement in that show.
Yeah.
It is. It's a statement.
It's long and flowy.
It's beautiful. It's very long, which you never see leading ladies with hair that long.
Yeah.
I feel like it's usually
Well, most
shorter.
Of them have short and bangs.
I know. So she does have bangs, but like, it's beautiful yeah. hair. And then I said Bo Gummy from Record of Youth. His hair, like, I looked at pictures and I was like, it's not fantastic in the sense that it's like very long, but it's just like, it almost had like an undercut to it.
Yeah.
It just looked really good on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it was hitting. I just remembered that very
yeah.
clearly. Like, it almost, he almost needed like an eyebrow slit with it or something. I feel like it would have fit really well. You know I'm right.
The Hoshi eyebrow slit.
What was his character in that show? Was he a model? He was an actor.
He was
kidding.
A model trying to be an actor. Yeah.
yeah. All right.
I said kind of June. I think June's hair in Dodo is pretty good.
You like June's hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like fluffy.
You know, actually, he when he wears it over his forehead
yeah.
and it's kind of curly, it's very
It's fluffy.
Good. It's very fluffy.
It kind of reminds me of Jungkook hair.
It's gray hair.
And then also, I think Lee Dohyun's hair in
yeah.
18 Again.
Has a nice part to
Equally
it.
Equally fluffy.
Equally fluffy.
So, there it is. Our next category is Best Athleisure. This is purely for me.
It's purely for Kim. I said, do the military outfits from Crash Landing on You count? ?
I mean, kind of.
Because I vote for Hyunbin's military pants plus black t-shirt combo.
Okay.
It's not. It's
not
of,
athleisure, but it's
but,
hot. So I'll let you.
It's kind of like military athleisure, right? Wouldn't that count as military? It's like he's like military pants and he like doesn't wear the shirt. He just wears the black t-shirt
yeah.
tucked in.
It's like he's just lounging.
That's my answer.
Okay. Okay.
But only when he has just the black t-shirt with the pants.
Right. Not
yeah.
when he has the military
no,
top
just
on.
The black okay. t-shirt with the pants.
Okay. It is a pretty good look.
It's a good look.
So mine definitely has to be 18 Again. Basketball Daeyoung.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
It's so hot. I really can't even. He's like wearing sweatpants.
Kim died.
With tucked into his socks
mm-hmm.
with high top freaking Nikes, and then he like struts on court and beats a bunch of people one-on-one with a step back jumper.
A step back jumper.
Literally just kill me.
It's
right
my
now
my favorite basketball shot.
Just kill me.
All right, great. Next category is tropiest moment. This makes me think abstractly.
Okay, again, I'm not gonna lie, I did not think deeply about this at all.
I'm all like, I'm thinking abstractly.
I said the angsty breakup in Brahms.
Okay,
because
yeah.
it's like pouring. Well, they walk outside, it's pouring. The
yes.
Becky angsty breakup song
yes.
is going at it.
It is.
And there's just lots of staring and crying and the song.
Gotta love it. It's like, has it been done before? Heck yeah. Are we here for it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, what's yours?
I said, from Crash Landing on You, I said, that show gets the award for tropiest moments done well.
Yes.
There's a lot of tropey moments.
Like,
in
it could have been cheesy, but it wasn't.
It could have been so cheesy. Yeah. Like, finding her in the marketplace could have been cheesy, but is it the most romantic scene in the world? Yes. Why? Because he holds a candle above him. Why does that make it more romantic? I don't know. It just makes it beautiful.
Also, the power of them.
And not tropey.
Yeah.
And, like, him finding her in South Korea and, like, seeing her in this. I think the snow is freaking falling or something. Yeah. Like, is it tropey? Yes. Is it amazing? Does it make me cry? Yeah.
Honestly, the fake kiss? Tropey.
So, yeah, the fake trope. Like, they're literally making fun of tropes during the fake truce. Like, they're saying, there is a trope we're going to make fun of, and it's still spicy.
Yeah.
So, well freaking done.
Good for you.
Good for, because honestly, I think sometimes trope is not a compliment.
No.
It's not. But like, that show, even just like the trope of having them know each other in the past, right? Like, done in every single show.
Yeah.
But when she knows that freaking piano piece that he played near the harbor, it's so romantic.
Because she's like, that saved my life.
Oh my God.
What?
Like, my parents literally sent a video of it when they were watching, and they're like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So I'm like, wow. I don't even care.
Well done, Crash Landing. Well done.
It's been done a billion times. Wow.
Okay. Our next award is the Squishy Hot Duality Award, which, if athleisure is for me, this one's for Madison.
Yes. I said Bo Gummy in Record of Youth.
Oh, okay.
I have different answers for the 2021. I feel like there's really tough competitors in that year.
Okay.
But this year, June is not squishy.
He's just hot?
Yeah. Whatever. I don't need this from you. Nam Ji Hyuk, he's not really that squishy.
No, he's hot.
Kim and Jay, kind of squishy. I guess I could have given it to
Kim
him.
Kim and Jay is who I said.
Okay, I could. Yeah. He's my runner-up. Lee Do Hyung, not squishy. He's just hot.
No, he's just hot.
He been not. He's like,
honestly,
not squishy.
The Sun in 18 Again, a little squishy, but also a little hot.
There's a few competitors. Yeah. Okay. I did think Bo Gummy like has the freaking squishiest face in the world, but he was really hot in that show.
Yeah,
so was. I was like, I'll give it to him.
What?
June is not squishy. Why am I blanking on his real name right now? Lee
Jae-wook.
Lee Jae-wook. Lee Jae-wook is a hottie, and you know.
Yeah,
it.
No, he is, but in that show, he's not.
He's
well,
not
he is,
squishy.
But he's...
His face is not squishy. It's like the most angular face I've ever seen.
But he's supposed to be this, like, innocent high
schooler.
Are
you talking about his personality is squishy?
Yeah. He's
no,
like...
it's his face that has to be squishy and hot at the same time.
Okay, whatever.
We've talked about that.
I just refuse.
Circa are tempted, yeah or now. When we debated this.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Next one. Biggest plot hole.
Okay. I said, I mean, I could have gone a few different ways here.
Yeah.
I mean, June dying is just ridiculous. But I didn't, that's too easy.
I said June's 5 years, question mark.
I said how Daeyoung came back and never explained anything to his family.
Okay, that's actually
that's the biggest
one.
Plot twist ever, because no wife ever would be like, oh yeah, it's fine. You don't have to explain where you've been. And no kid would be like, yeah, dad, you disappeared for a year, but I'll hug you. That's
18
so
again
dumb.
Ended like they threw it in a freaking dumpster.
It's like the writers were like, we've had enough, let's pull a high schooler off the street to finish it. And having it's ridiculous.
We just hired Johnny the intern. Should he write episode 16? Yeah.
How does Daeyoung tell his kids? Like, literally,
it's like Johnny's waiting for his takeout to show up, and then he's like, gotta write something.
They, like, had it teed
sees her on a bridge, and they kiss. Done.
I'm honestly more mad what about the kids. They had it. It was a softball pitch to hit those freaking home runs, and they swung out. I'm so mad.
I know.
Okay, we're moving on, because I'm livid. Our next award. This is just a dumb one for us, but the Wasted Space Award.
I just love a good waste. Sometimes it applies.
You talk about Wasted Space way more than me.
I do love Wasted Space.
I think that's because my dream is to have Wasted Space, and you're always like, that's so much Wasted Space.
Yeah, I know, it's true. You like don't want to call it out. I said Good Boy and Grandma. Truth.
I'm not going to lie. That might be the funniest thing you've ever said.
So cool.
connected. Oh my gosh. Because they are basically a couple in that show.
I know. This is what happens, Kim, when you put real thought into these awards.
Wow, that was rich.
Did you just pee yourself?
A little.
I feel like you did.
Wow, that was so funny. Okay.
What's your answer?
I just said dough doll. Or maybe pigeon.
So freaking basic.
I gave it no thought. Oh my gosh.
My abs hurt.
Is it Lada and her dog? Let's be real. He's more of
Mimi.
It's a she, but
more of a man than June.
Yeah. At least Mimi didn't desert her for 5 years.
Lada and Juju, the Mini Cooper.
Oh
my god.
Oh
wow.
That was rich. I love how I was like, this is a dumb one. Oh my gosh.
Okay, the next one is the age gap award.
I mean, there's really only one answer.
June and Rara.
No!
What's your answer?
It's Dohyun kissing a 43-year-old woman.
Oh, yeah! How did I not think of that?
Also, June and Rara, they're literally separated by like 4 years.
Yeah, but he lied about it, so it makes you feel like more...
That's rich.
That is rich. You're right. 18 again.
Because it's not even just in the show. It's also in real life.
How did I not think?
In real life, he is kissing a 42-year-old woman.
I'm clearly blinded.
Ooh, that's your dream. I'm just kidding. Not quite that.
Not to that extent, but like... All right.
Okay.
The next award is the Sexy Fox Award.
I didn't add this until 2021.
Kim, you're the one who wanted to add it.
Yeah, for someone in 2021. But we can
I
give it to
Kevin's dad.
Captain Ree the Elder.
Captain Ree. Honestly?
When he comes out of the woods.
Comes out of the woods.
It's a little hot.
It is pretty hot. Is he like 75 years old? Yes. Yeah.
Is he about to maybe die a little?
It's kind of hot, though.
He looks like he's getting really frail.
It's kind of hot.
It's pretty hot. He's like, no one messes with my son. Bang.
Captain Ree.
The elder. Okay.
All right, we have a new umbrella, everybody. Are you ready?
That was that rounded up our other award.
There is other.
Okay.
We have the Hoojoon Awards.
Which
named after our man Hoojoon.
Which it's from a show this year. So I Married the Anti-Fan, if you haven't seen it, but he's the swooniest
he's
person
kind
in the world.
Of like not a main K-drama
no.
figure, but we freaking love him.
He's so swoony.
Swoony as
so
crap.
It's the Hoojoon Swoon Awards.
So what's the first Hoojoon Swoon Award?
It's the swooniest moment. So what is your swooniest moment?
The swooniest moment. There's two.
Okay.
When Hyunbin rides in on the motorcycle.
Okay, that was one of mine.
Blessing.
It's freaking hot.
Blessing.
My heart stopped like, when what? I watched that. Like, I like literally screamed in my bed.
When he like tells them like she thinks he's not following and she thinks she's like abandoned by him, but he's freaking following on the
and
motorcycle.
He like slides in and shoves like the momentum pops the motorcycle to the
yes.
truck and he gets up and just starts shooting.
It's
literally.
It's really.
Wow.
It's like, dang.
And then he also gets shot for her. He like jumps in front of her.
For sure. Also tropey. But freaking amazing in mm-hmm. Crash Landing. Mm-hmm. Like, how many times did they get shot? Every single K-drama.
Also, that's
gets
only
shot.
Episode 6. So literally, there's so much that happens in that show.
And our friend Abby watched through that episode, and then she didn't watch anymore. And
yeah,
we're like,
she doesn't even know if he lives. And
what's
she...
even happening to you? Like episode 7, there's like the freaking first kiss, right? Whatever.
Abby. A disappointment.
My other swooniest moment was when Dosan smashes the nameplate.
You love that.
It's a good moment.
Yeah.
Which is right before the kiss.
Yes.
But it like might even sometimes surpass the kiss when I watch that whole segment of scenes. Like I rewatch a lot of times.
How many times? I'm just kidding.
I can't even count it. That's what a moment. And then his hand is bloody.
And ripped.
Then and jacked. Yeah. If a hand
Veiny.
Can be. Way bigger than most people's hands. And then he like storms out of the office.
Yeah.
Okay.
My first swooniest moment is To My Beloved.
Oh, yes.
It's not even a moment, really. It just pans over.
From, Kim?
Do you like Brahms? So...
You love that
it's
moment.
It's a little, it's like, it takes, it's 2 seconds
Kim,
long.
It's not a moment. In fact, I told my mom about it. They watched Brahms and I was like, you know the To My Beloved scene? She's like, what? Like,
it's,
you know.
So freaking cute.
To My Beloved. So what's the context?
Because so it kind of is a circle moment. So earlier in the show when they like barely know each other, she's sent on this assignment. So the whole premise of the show is he's this elite pianist and she's a nobody who's trying to make it through violin school. She's not that talented. And she's interning at this company that he kind of works for. She is sent on an assignment to buy his CD to give to someone who's performing or something. And he ends up gifting her a copy of his CD and he signs it. And he signs it to like violinist Cho Sung-ah.
Cho Sung-ah,
which is sweet in the moment because no one even really sees her as a violinist.
Yeah, so he takes her seriously as a musician.
So that's sweet in of itself. But then in episode like 16, when they're dating and in love after the big reunion kiss, there's just this little moment where it pans over. She's in her room and it pans over and they're like side by side. And it's the first one that says to violinist.
Yes.
And then the second one says to my beloved. And I freaking flipped out.
You did.
I flipped out. And then like 2 seconds later, there's this huge poster advertising for some concert they're putting together. Mm. And it's him and his two childhood friends. And she helps plans it. And he like writes in Sharpie
her name
in because she planned it. And it was so freaking
cute. It's literally
cute.
Adorable.
He's so swoony.
Which leans into the next category, swooniest guy. I put Kim Min Jae from Brahms.
Okay.
That's my answer. Because we said, who's the swooniest guy of the year?
Yeah.
I think, what's his name?
Jun Young.
That's my answer.
He is swoony. I said Ree Jung Hyuk.
Okay, yeah.
Because he's a freaking man.
He is, yes.
And he goes after.
When he presses her against the gate in the end of episode one,
oh
I'm like,
gosh.
If that doesn't freaking hook you, who are you?
They're just, and then like when he is in Seoul and has to leave and he programs a year's worth of text messages onto her phone.
Stop.
And he's like, and all these things. He's like, today's your birthday. And even though we're not together,
A freaking man.
Also, the montage of when they go shopping in Seoul and he gets a haircut. Swoony.
Gotta love it. All those suits.
Mm.
Mm. All right, Kim, what's our final umbrella?
Okay, our final umbrella.
Umbrella. Ella,
is called. Ella. We named it after a character / person. We named it after Maha, which if you know, you know, which I don't think many people know.
The Maha Wars.
They saved themselves. The trauma.
It's from Imitation from 2021.
Yes. So Maha is the main character.
Sucks.
And she sucks, but also the girl who plays her sucks.
It all sucks.
She was in Doom and she sucked there too. So we call this the Maha Worst Ofs. So it's all the worst ofs.
Yes.
Sorry, Maha, but like, go to acting school.
Cast me. You know I could nail that role. You know it.
Sure.
You know I could.
Okay.
Whatever. I don't need this from you.
No, you could.
All right. The first worst of is the worst show of the year that we watched.
I said Dodo.
What?
I'm sorry.
I said Record of Youth.
Oh, you're right. It's Record of
Youth. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm like, Dodo is better
than
Record
right,
of
you're
Youth.
Right. At least Dodo was interesting enough that I watched the entire thing.
Yes.
And was intrigued
until
the end.
Same.
Yes.
And to be honest, this award is a little weird because like the worst shows in the year, we didn't watch.
Right.
But out of the shows we watched, what are the worst
it's
shows?
It's Record of Youth. You're right. You're totally right.
Record of Youth is the worst. What's the next category, Kim?
The worst actress / actor. Mm. I think we said we could either do one or both.
I said the chick who plays Jung Kyung from Do You Like Brahms?
Okay, that's what I said.
She had one expression for the entire show.
Yes.
Like, I could play that role. Just give that to me, Kim.
Yes. Well, you'd almost be like too lively for that role.
I'd be way too lively for it. But I could do one expression for 16 episodes.
Yes.
You could do it too, Kim.
I probably could.
We could both. You could do Jung Kyung. You can do those dagger eyes. Better than I could. Yes.
She was dead in the eyes the whole time.
She
was. It was a little ridiculous. I also said for a male lead, I did not like the second male lead in Record of Youth. I thought he was annoying.
He wasn't. You're right. He was annoying.
I was like, I don't really care about you and you're just trying too hard.
He was clearly cast because he was like over 6 feet.
And
that's the only reason.
But like also
so
part
right.
of it's not his fault because next to Bogumi, who can stand up?
No one.
So
no one.
It's almost like the difference between their abilities and their faces was more on display because he was up against Bogumi.
Yes.
But whatever.
All right. Worst kiss of the year. Or I kind of put like most disappointing or worst. It depends on how you want to interpret that.
I said the fake kiss between Binjin, just because out of all their kisses, it was the worst, but also fake, so it was supposed to be the worst.
It was supposed to be the worst.
But.
Okay. I kind of went a different route where it's like maybe the kiss wasn't horrible, although they usually were pretty bad. But like the whole situation was like, are you freaking kidding me? So one of them I said was the final kiss of Dodo Soso Lala Soul.
Okay,
because
you freaking
can't get past the fact that he's being a weenie.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be this romantic moment.
Yeah.
And it's like,
no. You were just laughing.
Don't touch her.
As she was sobbing.
No. Like, Robert, do not kiss him back. Yeah, stop.
Yeah. Also, hot take, their kisses weren't that great just in general.
No, they weren't. I think that's kind of like the director wanted it to be that way. Yeah. It was supposed to be kind of like a very like G-rated
show. Are we ever going to see Lee Jae-wook kiss a girl like he means it?
I don't think
I feel
so.
Like he has it in him.
I feel like he does. We've never seen it.
He's young though. He has time.
He's but a youth.
He's but a youth. But a young grasshopper.
Just getting post-pubescent. You know what I'm saying? Like, give him some time.
Isn't he like 22?
I think he's pretty young. I also said the final kiss from 18 again. I'm pretty sure they kissed on that freaking bridge.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to just throw something
at that point. I was like stabbing my eyes out.
I know.
So.
Exactly. You didn't even see it because you were stabbing your eyes out. So great.
Okay. The next one is worst outfit.
I had a really hard time with that. This is the one this morning I asked you, did you leave any of these blank? And you said no. And then I said, I can't figure one out.
Did you come up with one?
I did say in 18 again, I love our girl Dejung. She was a freaking model, but there was one outfit. She wore like this horrible like gaucho outfit.
You're right.
It was like
tan
gauchos with like a tan blazer.
It was cut off. Are gauchos cut offs?
Cut off gauchos. And I remember we looked at each other. We're like, she can wear anything, but like that outfit
is pushing it. She still looked flawless because her face is beautiful, but
I know that's kind of a really, really niche thing for me to say, but I do remember that outfit specifically.
Yes, you're totally right.
Okay.
I said almost everything that Lada wore because to me, I just think it
is... Well, you wouldn't be caught dead wearing that.
Yes.
Yes, fair enough.
So
she also wore some weird gaucho outfits,
yeah,
but it really
did.
I feel like it worked on her.
But also they were in that like kind of weird town and
people accepted it.
Yeah.
And then our final one is the worst ending of the year, which is obvious. No, there's two obvious.
I said 18 again.
I said Dodo Soso Lala Soul.
And to me, it's 18 again because Dodo, the whole show was kind of off its rocker.
Fair enough. Okay, yes. Yes.
So
you're very right. 18 is the right answer.
18 again, they set us up thinking like they're going to nail this ending.
For 1 through 15, we're gold. Writing gold.
Right. And so they really did set us up for failure. I mean, Dodo was ridiculous and dumb, but at the end of the day, I'm not like, wow, can't believe that came out of nowhere.
No, it was very believable.
I mean, they threw in like 5 fake weddings and a fake identity and fake everything. And they also threw in a serial killer plot for like 2 seconds.
June thought he killed someone halfway through the show
that
I always forget about. You're right.
So.
Yeah, 18 again. It like almost made me lose faith in K-dramas for a minute.
Wow.
Like just for a minute.
Yeah.
Like a minute. I was like, that was horrible. Like just when you think you can trust somebody.
Yeah.
When you think you can trust the writers of a show, what just happened?
Because every single episode had at least one scene that made us like want to cry.
Oh, I know.
Like,
it was written
so... The Easter eggs were always
like,
so good.
All we talked about was how good the writing was. And then the ending was like the worst writing we've ever seen.
And
so it was just very strange.
And it's not like it was one of those plots that's like, I can't really see a way that they can wrap this up well. They literally had it right there.
Slow pitch. It was like a T-ball.
Yes.
It was T-ball. It was stuck on the T. They just had to...
Yeah. And they did not.
They didn't.
They did not.
I think our Johnny the Intern's theory is like... It might be right.
It might be. They were like, let's find the person.
It wouldn't be Johnny. It'd be like.
They were like, let's find the person.
Kim Hyun.
Who wrote and directed.
Jenna.
EXO Next Door. And pop him in there.
Yes. They're like. Hey, we got Hyun over in the corner. He wrote EXO Next Door. Oh.
A masterpiece.
Bring him in, baby.
Did you see that scene with Sehun and the brother? Put him in there.
This is what happened, Kim. The writer of EXO Next Door came in, but he's accompanied by Channy. And Channy's like, this is my dude. And what do you know? The writer is a freaking EXO-le. And he said, okay.
Okay.
How can I say no to Channy? Throw him in, buddy.
Channy.
That's what happened.
You're totally right.
I'm so right.
Park Channy.
Wow, Kim, that was thrilling.
That was thrilling.
Those are that
I still can't believe you said good point, Grandpa.
Y'all, you just listened to the inaugural Soulmates Choice Awards. back to.
17 right here.
17 right here. I'm honestly pumped for 2021, yeah. Which will happen in about 6 minutes.
2 seconds. But they will release different weeks. They will. Do not be fooled.
So thank you so much. If you loved this, let us know, and we'll take notes for 365 days from now.
Yes. And if you have categories.
Even if you hate it, we're still going to do it.
Yeah. And if you have categories that you think would be funny to hear us talk about.
True.
Give us a shout.
True. True. This is true.
All right. Can you say true one more time?
True. All right, thank you. Annyeonghaseyo. Annyeonghaseyo.
Blessings.
Bye.
We out.